So turn to Paul's epistle to the Ephesians chapter 4, and I read verse 19. So Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 19. Who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. And we're thinking this morning about restoring the feeling. Restoring the feeling. When we are unconverted, all of us, before we were converted, we were not people who committed acts that were displeasing to God only, nor thought things that were displeasing to God only, but our feelings themselves were also distorted. Our feelings were not right. And you see that especially in our day. This is a generation that almost adores feelings. And yet they are not aware that something has gone wrong with their feelings and how helpful it is. The average young person today makes his feeling the supreme thing that drives him or her to almost everything. If he feels it, he goes for it. If he feels it, he wants it. And yet he's not aware that something strange has happened to his feeling and that he needs the help of the Lord. The epistle don't come on and pay a yen sa e ka ya ting kadio. Na and ne de obia epese odina tinka echi. Wofa nyan person na de na tinka ketchani bia opese oye. Se oyen set se bibi on yon atinka sa on kofa obefa on kra obekro. And then I odi yen yina so ene. Now so what enim se ya tinkano bibi at seno. Bibi atwachima ewa sa tinkano. And then iradi asem treyen. No treyen dia nyankopon e ye sedi ebeya. Yebe nye sa tinkano nyankopon no ankasano odimano. So my dear friend, this is about our feeling. And it is one of the things that we, it doesn't go away when we grow up. If you are a young person and became a slave, enslaved by your feelings, you grow with it. And it becomes stamped and established. It becomes your only way of taking decisions and acting. As you feel, you do it. And you become, even at old age, you may be as old as whoever, and yet you'll be dominated still by your feeling. Oh, my dear friends, what a blessing it is when God makes us new, touching even our feelings. The FN young couple or not in Sakanya Tinka Empro. Now let me try to explain the verse because it's a very rich verse. And then we'll try to draw a few things from this. Who, now the word there actually refers to verse 17. He spoke about other Gentiles. So Apostle Paul was dividing the Gentiles into two. He saw in the Gentile, well, you know, broadly speaking, we divide the whole world into two, Jews and Gentiles. That's what the Bible does in the New Testament. And among the Gentiles, the same will be true for the Jews also. Apostle Paul talks about those that are true Jews and those who are not true Jews. The same thing he does for the Gentiles. He calls some people these Gentiles and he calls the other Gentiles. These are Gentiles outside the kingdom of God. They've never come to the Lord Jesus Christ, never repented, never seen their shame, never seen their need to come. And so they are Gentiles who are still in that state of sin. This, what he's saying, will be true for everyone, including the Jews, but he's focusing now particularly on the Gentiles whom he writes to, predominantly in the church here. So the other in verse 19, who in verse 19 has reference to the other Gentiles in verse 17, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness. Past feelings means you brought yourself into a state where you do not feel anymore. Devoid of feeling. You've lost sensitivity. And then what happens, having past feeling, giving themselves over to lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is a kind of a lifestyle dominated by feeling. Like when I'm carried away by my lusts and by my unrestrained desires. We say a lascivious person is indulgent. He isn't willing to say no to himself, to hold himself in hand, as it were. He lets himself go. And so he's a lascivious person that leading him to all manner of evil things, to work all uncleanness with greediness. In other words, he would want to, because of the driving of this new feelings, he would do anything at all that is filthy with even more desire to do it. He even regretful, he wants even opportunity to do more of that. You see the picture? So let me simplify that. We have gone away from one kind of feeling, let's call it God-given feeling. I'll explain that shortly. We've thrown that away, and we've thrown ourselves over, given ourselves over, surrendered ourselves to a new kind of feeling. It is a feeling that is dirty and clean. And that kind of feeling, we really want to cling to that and go on and on and on to satisfy that. Then Yasameka said, as other Gentiles na possible concern, sa Gentiles for ye jufwa or say, won echamu ewa tinka bihu, yang kopon atinka or diman wono, or mo atwachini. So the makoba said, say si omun is atinka biono, what do you want ama tinka fro frobi? Na sa tinka fro fron e de ye fin. And tene ewa nyanko poenim. Ne nyanon kwa. E nyasa omu ya krampon omu eferio. Omu pe kwen kwa aye diya ka hon. Into they do that with greediness. Omu pe more opportunity. Omu pe kwenbebre asay aye bi kwa aka hon. And so you see that somehow we can see two parts of the text, can't we? First of all, we can reflect upon that God-given feeling, which we throw away, unfortunately. Obia nyankopon ewo no ba wi as nyankopon di atinka bi ehye no mu na sa atinka nyankopon no di adentu no di shell mechira senche ya na eyem fa so mai but we don't like it. God put some feelings in us. It is God giving feeling, but because we don't like it, we fight it off. We try to throw it away in order to be ruled by another kind of feeling. Let me give you some example. For example, it is God who put in us a sense of shame. Shame over wrong things. It is God giving feeling. I think about when you come to my any war, everybody, we all say that there's really no one that can say he doesn't believe in God. We say those who say that is only engaging a kind of a reaction. They don't want that God to rule them, and so they deny him. They say he's not even there. It's like somebody who really wants to assure himself he can steal something by saying, well, nobody's here. And so he wants to go ahead and get it. And so the sense of awareness of God, a sense that there's a God to whom I'll be accountable to. The Bible says this is putting us all. God gave us a sense of that. That's a sense of respect for human life. This God puts it there. Our own lives, as well as that of others. We at least value lives. That's why to kill makes us all uneasy. It becomes something extreme in our ears to hear that somebody is taking life. And so the sense of respect for life. And a measure of respect for morality. We all admire morality at least to some point. God put it there. Because God made us moral beings. So we have that respect for kindness, for fairness, for justice. These things we all admire. We all don't want to do it every time, but we all admire. And we look upon that with a measure of respect. God put that there in us. It was his work. That's a measure of self-control. A measure. Now God puts so much of that in us. As we grow older and we kick against it, we lose much of that along the way. A measure of self-control is in us all. Do you know that there are some animals that have that self-control? They still have it there. They want to hold themselves up from doing some things. And we have. God put some in us. A measure of self-control. We may find ourselves weak in one area and then are strong in one area, but a measure of self-control, God put it in us. It was His doing. There's a sense of eternity. There's a sense that this cannot be just the end of life. When I'm dead, when the body is there, lifeless, we just cannot take it in. That's over. That there's nothing at all again. God put a sense of eternity in us. And we cannot drive it away. People are trying very hard to let us think of your merely material things here. You die and it's finished. And yet, the truth is, when the person dies and they make statements like, well, maybe he's in heaven looking at us. And they make statements like that. Because nobody really believes. A sense of eternity is put in us. A feeling that it cannot be just this. We are such wonderful creatures that merely just the physical things moving up and down here. Yes, and you can see that you eguyemu. He admires it, but we don't necessarily want to admit it. We're just starting to say it feels good to be kind, some people may say. A bit to me, because we are Papa no more Toby. You mean all this shell for sir? I think so. And you're Copon or this shell, you must say. You mean pass a young quan a chair and you mean in any. A young dim may pass a beggar, they say, Mammy and they name me. Into a kind of goose or that way on to me, sir, on one or say, oh, new hot crab, be you. A and they, when you know, when him said. Your tradition, a war. Minister war, a war more not a familiar, but in the South, in the Akan tradition, I'm sure you know why when people die, we give them gifts. We give them money. Do you do that in Accra? Yeah. Even if you don't do it, you go back to your village when you're doing it. You see it there. And the person dies, we give him white handkerchief, and that white handkerchief has money in it. You know, when that is about to be put in the coffin, to close the coffin, an elderly person, either an elderly mom or elderly man comes and says that, you see that money in your hands? They were given to you by your grandchildren. They say use it to cross the river. But the person is dead. There's a sense that it's eternity. We are not just finished when this life is finished. But my dear friend, you know, materialism, the love of money is kicking against that. All the mountains of money and what he can spend and what he can buy is kicking against that. And by the time you grow up, you no longer care about eternity. Or you care about something to enjoy now. Something to get for myself now. You don't care anymore. It's not born. You suppress that. The Bible tells us. And so, my dear friends, that's the kind of wonderful feeling God gives. And Apostle Paul is saying, having gone past this feeling, having thrown this away, because we are now darkened, our understanding is darkened. Verse 18. Having the understanding darkened and cut off from the life that is in God. No connection with God. Darkness has fallen upon our understanding. And so we no longer appreciate these things anymore. They're gone. Or they're suppressed so that they are barely functional. They are barely moving in our hearts. And I'm saying, Suma Ashaya Kumosunti, Satin Kenyan Kopondi Maye Ayira. Yetitia Swa Koduse, a Kofum Kra. They will rise against us one day. And so, my dear friend, these are wonderful. Don't you admire that, friends? If you don't admire these feelings, you know they are not bare feelings. They lead to character, isn't it? They're not just empty feelings. They are solid. God put them there. Are you fighting against them? Please, can I ask you, how old are you? If you are not converted, I can challenge you. You've smashed so many of it away. A young person may have a number of that still fairly fresh and strong. But you've knocked away so many of the feelings that would let you see, that would might bring you to the Lord, now are cast off. What think of the sense to say, so why a penis is here, Mr. Joseph? What boning in our chini? A prebomin yoma hoduo, nyoma yepesi yekaso, a boboning in our chini, so that any hope you. I didn't mean yam kupon this share ho crab, or boy in himself. Why did God put these feelings there? They reflect something of Himself. And they are marks of His handiwork. They show that we are made by Him. They tell us that we are His creatures. Protecting from going to extremes in wickedness. God put it there to keep us from going to extremes in wickedness. You know why we have pain? You know that pain is a gift. Do you know that? Bibi ya wia. Piache sebe ude wun sabwade na ya wia. Wunim say ya chede. Pain, especially from contact with something. If you hit your hand or something, and you have pain. Dear friends, you know that's a gift? God put it there, at least when we became sinners. God put it there so that we don't hurt ourselves too much. There was a story of a leper who had gone to the rehabilitation center and had gotten virtually healing. But he still had the numbness on his hand, so his hand was not feeling. And so when he was going back to his village, there was one he was actually going to visit and go back to rehabilitation center. The lepers would be kept in a place and cared for. That's the times I was talking about. One of the strong warnings they gave him was that be careful, you don't go anywhere near fire. He listened to that. And so when he went to his village, It was a village, so he has to light this lantern. There's an open flame, kind of lantern. And he liked reading. And so he was reading this material in his hand. And he had the lantern. He was remembering the instruction. So he made sure that he kept the lantern a few feet away from him. And as he was reading, what happens when you read for so long? He began to grow drowsy and then fell asleep. And when he fell asleep, well, as he was turning, his hand went to lie right on the flames. He felt nothing. He woke up in the morning and part of his arm was burnt. But I might tell you this, well, you would have gotten up, isn't it? Because pain would have woken you up. God put these things there so that sometimes when you are going far, when you become extremely wicked, you can say, no! No, this is not kind. I can't do this. Nyentren yanko pondi saati nkani show and he said, and sende beye yon kwee chibe brebe. And we are so demon. Ama wudu bebe ya wang kwa ba kasa da abiyo di min to me. Ebi kro biya yo bebe, shese di biya yo bebe nebe yo moka chow se. Hey, kwenye se, wishan wa wanda pirano. Sorry, mom fanche me for an example like this. Oh, na fa bebe bono. Na watinka sore kada, when di min to me. Ada inter nyankopono this acting can show us se beta fretches with timodin crana ebi wudi bibi pa elbo bibi wuntumi nyeda nyamina odi she hosa se dia be won ko ichire e waso demo. But be careful, repeated sin will deaden that. That's why the first time a young person falls into fornication, he feels so distraught. It seems this whole world is collapsing on him. But he will have foolish counselors that will come to him and say, oh, this is normal. When you are a girl, it happens. When you are a teenager, it happens. And then the young person begins to toughen up. And he does second, fifth, 20th. And now, it's normal. You see, the first time, it seems so difficult to take in. Because the Lord made it so. Another reason why God put it is so that there can be a sense of God. So you will ever see your need of God. So that it could ever come to your heart that, but I need the Lord. I need the Lord because I know He is there. And I need Him. And I need to come to Him. The Lord put it there so that you would know that there are better things in life than merely living on food and drinks. As you begin to admire some of these things, you begin to realize, oh, life is more than just food and clothes and houses and things like this. There's something nobler there. Dear friend, this is always testified to. There's something higher than these things. Adintinan yanko pondi sa tinke sheho. Se di ebeye yinim se amangwande di adedi se. Yeah, nyankopon na bodie, nyankopon na no boye. Now you see, afis nyankopon di sheho, se di ebe yon kwe tre bebrebe ye wa so dimo. Afis nyankopon di sheho, na me kase. And intina a year, the first time a young person, bobo abrobobia a year, a way trip, no. What did he say? Afiji se bimu ban in chenkomba, a moon sri radin ban in chenba, kase o ibi enye shi ubi ayesa. And son as washa se se, o jujin hu se. And yeshi, or shall I say, Titisa? Yanko pondi satin kesheho. Said ye bay and one when the book on him said Yanko pombioho. Or the shower said ye bay and one kasobe hunu abrebia say abre when you are on one immediate in a main nom, let me sit down, no matter car. Bibi was Bibi was through a same way. A debut. Bibi was through a sensanio, me Yanko pombo me. One more miss me a day. Obo mi se miye nipa, miye kra. Bibi wo kwa e so e che we ni na. Nenka wa sha se se wo shushanu. My dear friends, it's so amazing, isn't it? How the Lord has so put it there. But are you kicking against this, my dear friends? I truly fear for you, a young person who if you are still not converted. And especially you, older person, who isn't converted. Because your problem is you're getting worse. You're throwing away these things. These things will no longer be so sensitive again. That wonderful feeling that will preserve you are all eroding. They will go away. Well, it may be left with the very last part to be kept there for the day of your judgment. But that will not be for your profit now. Young person, start thinking about watching it. These days we are training ourselves to cruelty itself. Do you know that selfishness is cruelty? When all you want, when all that matters in the world is me, it's that cruelty. But dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ can make things new. You see why he had to die on the cross of Calvary. You see why it is not just enough to change one or two behavior. You see why he has to make you new entirely and fix there these new feelings. Restore that which is lost. And then also, wonderful ones he puts there in addition. Conversion restores these feelings, and there's an ardent wonderful feelings from the Lord also, which I will talk about. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary. He made his Father put upon him the penalty for sin. You know, he did not only suffer a penalty for sin, he felt them. He was made sin for us, is the scripture. He was made as if he was the filthy one. He felt them. Because those that he would save, he would have to change them entirely. So he suffered them all on the cross of Calvary in order to make us new. Only he can restore the wonderful feelings lost and add wonderful ones to them, which I will touch on. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, and by what he does, by what he did on Calvary for needy sinners. Friends, this is why we invite you always to come. Dear friends, especially the young person. We are often concerned about the young persons because we know the world will dupe you. You will believe they are lies. You are so inexperienced. You are impressionable. And you want to give a try, especially to your feelings. You want to satisfy that. It stirs and it cries for fulfillment. Your feelings cry for experimentation. Just test it. Just try and see, your feelings tell you. And you are most likely to say, okay, I'll give it a test. Okay, I'll give it a try. Okay, I'll just have a taste of that and see how it looks like. And friends, the scripture tells us, one taste will lead to a second, and then the tenth, and then the hundredth. And the farther you go, the tougher you become in sin, the farther you are from God, friends. Dear friends, don't let that happen. Come, dear, but listen to his word. Come. Right now you are aware that you've lost some precious feelings. Come. He's able to bring them, restore them all by his grace. If you repent and yield your life to him, see what you've done. See your sin. Be alarmed by that. Put no trust in anything you can ever do, because that's not true. Only what he did for needy sinners. Cast your soul upon him. Ask him alone to save you. Don't let any feeling that you are a nice person intrude, come in to spoil things. Go to him as somebody who realizes he is all sin and he has nothing at all beautiful before the Lord. Bre radi hosenia, won tribi bia, wobit mia. Emma kwai, the Satan bamatin kapiso, we a nice person. I'm poor, kakranka krawa hadia, but eminyan kopu enim se kra. Emma adrina biso, minya ba bi pia, so it says, enyan kra. Iradinya ofofra, we initiare, eye fe ewayan kopu enim. But friends, there can be such wonderful feelings. When the Lord has restored the love for character and is restored awareness of God, so that now you can pray and pray to God as a person, your Father. When God has restored the sense of self-control, So they're not only some selected things only. Everything else you realize this place is God. You have grace to say no. Yes, sometimes you would fail. But the very fact that God has made you new means that when you fail now, you don't toughen yourself. You go to the Lord for pardon and for fresh, a renewal of that sensitivity again. And there's a sense of eternity is restored. You are given a sense, if you come repentant, resting your hopes in Christ, there's a sense that you live in this world one day and to be with the Savior forever. And that seems more real. It seems more meaningful. It seems more something you can trust and live towards, because the Lord has restored them. And it's such firmness. So be ready with that thing. Can we show you any uncle on the mouth? I will say, see, and come, be so I can go. Certain Kasafi, what person we are who shall so for. And then your mama come in, maybe only be a, I don't know why I won't paint her. But I will be beer when him sustain and young cup on Bissano. What person we are some who shall so never so. Hey, I'm personal be Christian in prayer, over forming young cup on there. But what from a woman, young was in prayer, she won't to a dream of. But say, okay, Radoni Radia, you're for frob you. If I did the best of my certain cuts, a brobinian, you know, a fed ye, a bear specific, a big generic radius who said, some quay chair, me quay radin chain. Now, and quay, a summer with your car, a sense of no one can own home crown crop, but you must that's ever welcome a moon. So we are heaven, but I say, look at some of the wonderful feelings the Lord Jesus Christ brings. The Lord Jesus Christ, there's a feeling of a sense that you are dead to this world. I'll be speaking a little about that tonight. A sense that you are dead to this world. You are not part of her opinion and her pride and her show. You are dead to that. The reason why it's a strong feeling is that you are living. You are still moving up and down in this world. But there's a sense, I don't belong here. I'm not here to shame its pride and show. I'm not here for that purpose. It's just amazing. There's a feeling of the nearness of the Lord. The sense, and especially when you are going through very difficult times, and the Lord will bring you to His Word. And He will give you a sense that He will be your help and support and uphold you. It's not empty words as it's pronounced in those churches. You can see them in the Word. You can see that you are walking in the path of obedience, so the Lord will be with you. Not that you've chosen your own way and He said, the Lord will be with me. No, He doesn't do that. You submit to Him. You bow to His ways. You say, if this is the way the Lord wants me to go, I will go. And then you will sense that He is with you. Even if the way He tells you to go seems difficult and hard, there's a sense of strength that He would not leave you to yourself, nor forsake you. There's a sense of the fact that you can truly call Him your Father. Do you know? A sense that this is your Father. If somebody is your Father, it's not just something you know. There's also a sense, a feeling attached to that, isn't it? A child simply knows, where's your father? Well, that's my father. He knows it in his head. But there's a feeling attached to that. A sense. These are not empty feelings, because they are rooted in something that God does in your heart. So the feeling only becomes the kind of wonderful parts we sense in our hearts. A sense that God is my Father. I can go to Him and call upon Him. I must live in submission to Him. I dare not do what I want. I dare not set up my own ambitions and plans. He is my Father. There's a sense given to you. And the Bible says that it makes you realize you're a child of God indeed, because it is His Holy Spirit that does that. Now, go upon your thing, can it be come home? You see, if any, so I think, can I say, now, go upon your thing, can I say, oh, Aja. enye die wo kara e san se radia yen sakra wa koma mu na wama afe wo di we need with the wa prepare to nin simson no be owura e woni nyina so it won yankopon so your wager no ye wager no e ma I'm on South Motors, a friend is saying, I want to so on a say, we'll be to me a calling chain, and I walk a card, I will walk come on one cassette channel. I dream of saying, I'm coupon in major, me papa no, and I walk come a shot, and home me a willing chain. And yeah, I rather demand and say, obey, a young woman, pa, especially saying, I'm coupon, but offer dear a dim one. On him say, I rather. Abo, kwan bi ama ne so mfa so. Nti onam saa so tie kwan ne so. Kwacha foto wa dwen so. Wontimi enya saa tenkasa nya meka wo ho. Bra wo nante aso dem. Nwa na wafa wo kwan na wo fa so. Nso wo fa so ne nyo me dem poso nya meka me ho. Oboa. Enya mpa. Se wo be ne ba onya wo de. Onya wo de. But on ma wo saa tenkasa o ka wo ho. Obama we hunu se wa dani efini nchen ba ya na wo nam sa suti e kwan no so wo mo pass kwa bible se me mfa so ni ma ba christian urade yesu christ aye me foforo me nim se urade se se enyoma ye din ana se enyoma ye se ya me ma me mfa aso din en hwehwe hia no en ma me ho e san se nyankopo en ka me ho nti wo bo modin se wo be suti a me urade impo bra na enyoma ye din. Never I am one yes certain can say obey on cow kwan on wabe boil and wabe so when you want when you bibiam some came on some kind of a membrane in person me chest but a young woman pa say oh for the a dim no sing young coupon bang a radi be boami a radi be so me mo or mansana some yet dim or I dream and you are come mo. The sons of one am sitting here crying us up. On another person we shame when you yam. On another person we turn a man on. And say, no, my air yet day. I'm almost said, Obey Gina win chain. Now bear will go off one so. Young couple more, I think I said, who we ain't need that soul, I won't call you chain. Or chain when I say, but on my ear, I think I so far. A yanny, I'll come across so. Then who's the heaven? Hey, Radhi, say no. Hey, yeah, dear. Friends, sir. Let me share this with you, but I may share this part of the verse again. Please, sir, just look at the verse again. Who, being past stealing, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Look at the wonderful change God works. Verse 20. But ye, those of you who have come to Christ, but ye have not so learned Christ. We are different. You would have different feelings. Young person, when you yield your life to the Savior, you would know different feelings. The old feelings will still tempt, but the Lord will give you grace to say, no, I wouldn't listen to them. Can I urge you? Those of you who are young, be careful. Feelings are stirred by all manner of things. The things you see, the things you listen to. The world and the music is designed to stir the feeling. Don't think they are harmless. They know what they are doing. And so the kind of words in them, the kind of beat and tunes in them, are intended to stir a particular kind of feeling in us. If you would take interest in them, you say, and some of them are not ashamed. They've taken up these very, very hurtful tunes and mix them up with some nice words. Some even mention God's name in them. Don't be fooled. They are intended to stir in you a sense of no reverence, no restraint, no respect for order, no respect for limits, things like this, so that you can simply be swept away. Once you become a slave to your feeling, it's a very, very difficult, but you will get there. You become a slave to that one day. Unless the Savior saves you, unless you come now, yield your life to the Savior and ask Him to rule your heart. that these new wonderful feelings that he brings will so hold you, make you a solid person. Friends, I close, you know, nothing is so beautiful to see a young person who is made so solid by the grace of God. He's not tossed up and down by feeling. The feelings swell within him, and yet he says, wait a minute, I am a Christian. And you know how to stop that? You think. You begin to think of the right things. You begin to, no, I shouldn't be thinking about these foolish things. I should fix my thoughts on these nobler things. But if I'm not converted, you don't have any noble thing to think about. Nothing. Even when you say, oh, this feeling is carrying me away. This music is making me feel nonsense, to feel this kind of thing. I really wish it doesn't happen. But how do you stop it? You can't. I mean, one part of you want to run away, one part of you want to stay. But do you stay? Do you stay at school entertainment? Did you do that? Secondary school entertainment time. And so, friends, I have to begin to close that. You know, it's one of the things I never understand. On one hand, they want the student to behave well. On the other hand, entertainment, they think, food. This is interesting, isn't it? So there's a day for you to release the foolishness in you, and there's a day for you to keep it under control. That's why they never succeed. Because once you let go of the foolishness, it dominates, it rules. You see, but when you are converted, you know, you are given a new mind, a new spirit, so you can think of the better things. The feelings want to swell. You say, no, let me think of these higher things. I am a child of God. My sins are forgiven me. I am a person going to heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ is looking upon me. I belong to him. I am his. And as you think upon these things, these feelings can be brought down, you see. But you don't just say it. You have to know the Lord. If you don't know him, saying it will mean nothing. If you allow these feelings to dominate you while you are young, they don't go away in adulthood. They don't. They become established. The trouble is, no one will rebuke you because you are your own man or your own lady. They stay. They are permanent. They won't go away. They even become harder. And so you grow with it, and they become habitual. The feelings become habitual. You need them. You need them to survive, to feel warm, and to feel nice, and to feel okay. You see that. Oh, friends, I'm about to close now. I don't know whether you live with an old woman. I'm not talking about modern old mothers. Modern old mothers are modern. But in times gone by, those of you who are in your 50s, how many 50s are here? Don't show your hand anyway. There aren't that many. So I think I'm speaking to only a few. Maybe, can I go down to 40s? 40s may do. You lived with your grandma. Didn't you? You see your grandma, and he has an old cup. That cup is actually very dirty. And you go and clean her place and say, Grandma, can I throw this? She says, No. Don't throw it away. This is the one I used to drink my special tea on Christmas mornings. He says, oh, Grandma, it will give you diseases. So I've been drinking from that since 40 years ago. Yeah, I'm stronger than your father. You see, he's got so attached to it. There's no criticism for them. I'm sure we get that, we all do that. As far as some objects are concerned. But just an illustration. She's got so used to it, attached to it. Even when it's dirty, she doesn't care. In terms of feeling, a similar thing happens. I've become attached to empty feelings. Feelings about, if I am angry and insult people, I don't care. It stayed, it's stand there. It doesn't go away. Even if I is insulting everybody in the community, you go and tell him, oh, grandma, why are you just, keep quiet, I think I have to be teaching them sense. Isn't it? It stayed. Do you want that kind of life? You grow up and some of the rather sad attitudes are just there. They stand there. Now, friends, seek that the Lord changes you now and put wonderful things there. Oh, to live with an aged Christian mother, an aged Christian grandmother, and you see the difference. Even at old age, they're so gracious. They're so kind. They're so sensitive. They are so respectful of others. They value others. They value the Lord. They wouldn't let you trifle with anything that has to do with God. His worship, His things, they've grown attached to that too. Which one do you want? Attached to empty, pointless things, or attached to the Lord when you are old and when you are about to die? Which one do you want? They ain't open. Bro, who be a pain in our band say, what think I do attach to be a winning for so? I won't mean yem. And now, so we are paying the radi do attach to noa, no, and in the nyoma. And in the dean, bro, why you paying? I can't wait for you, you know. She said, yeah, you're ready to attach in the juma, the dean, and the yes, I would want no car about a coma touchery. We bet me I should be our we ask him, said, yeah, by a sir, a dean, a being yam. Dear friends, feelings are wonderful. If they are rooted there by the Lord, they are wonderful. And I invite you to come to the Lord, and that He will make you new. You will feel it too. New, wonderful senses and interests and desires will all be fused into your soul. You become a new person. And so may the Lord help you, my dear friends. Do not delay if you are young. Don't spend your feelings on foolish things. Are you old? You've already gone very far with many, many questionable feelings. Cry to the Lord now. Ask Him to save you and change you. Let's